Here in the studios today, it's an all-star band from Central Washington University in Ellensburg. We've got Skylar Flo on trumpet, Lucas Simpson, alto sax, Ryan McKnight on tenor sax, Taylor Griffin, piano, Drew Badley on bass, Austin Haas, drumming. Their mentor, I'm very excited to present, one of the most in-demand jazz musicians in the Northwest, a graduate of Garfield High School, then the University of Washington. He's a 7-time Golden Ear Award winner, a member of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, a leader of his own band, with a terrific album called Urban Folklore from a couple of years ago, still getting a lot of airtime here on KPLU. It's Thomas Marriott. We are thrilled to welcome Thomas to the studios today as the mentor with this terrific band of Wildcats from CWU. Let's let him hear it. Smoking. Central Washington University All-Star Combo, their mentor Thomas Marriott on trumpet, live in the studios at KPLU. Thomas, let's start with you. Ask you about, I mean, obviously these kids are quite talented. What is the education like at this level? Are you, what do you need to be focusing on at college when you're in your early 20s?
Obviously everybody here plays really great. And so when we talk about rehearsing and playing and trying to get a band concept together, the real thing that we talk about is how do we function on the bandstand like a real band would function on the bandstand? In other words, how do we communicate musically, not with words or any of that, but you know, how do we cue what's going to happen in the music next by what we play? Mm-hmm. How do we come to a common agreement about what's going to happen next in the music without spelling it out beforehand, and letting the music sort of happen naturally and with everybody, you know, playing their role? Sometimes you have to put your foot forward, sometimes you have to put your foot back, and knowing when that's appropriate. So those are the kind of things that we kind of get into.
Right on. Skylar Flo on trumpet, you're working with a terrific trumpeter today in the studios, and I wonder if there's any tips that you've gotten from Thomas or from your other teachers along the road that still stick with you today. What are the lessons that you keep coming back to?
Yeah, something that Tom really focuses on is being a fan first and listening and really knowing the music. And that's something that really resonates with me and inspires me to just keep grinding through records, keep looking for the next cool thing and asking people what they listen to, asking Tom the kind of records he listens to, and then listening to his records as well. So, yeah, and, you know, I've been listening to Tom and the band he plays with, I mean, since middle school, you know, so it's really an honor to get to hang with him.
Cool. Let's move on to our alto sax player. I wanted to ask Lucas about working at Central Washington University. What is the college scene like? Is it mostly big band stuff? Is it mostly ensemble stuff? What's the breakup like?
Well, I feel like at Central, it's a pretty even mix between the big band and combo scene, where some schools it's like all about big bands and some schools it's all about the small groups. You know, some really good schools, their big bands aren't really that great, where our school, you know, has an amazing big band and amazing small groups. And so it's a really cool blend, you know, and I've had the honor of playing in both top groups, and it's just been a great learning experience and a lot of fun.
Cool. On tenor saxophone, Ryan McKnight, a freshman, the freshman member of the band. And I wonder if you felt like you were well prepared coming to college from your high school experience. Did you feel like, okay, I'm ready? What are the important things you need to know when you get to college?
Well, one of the important things that you have to know sort of is that, well, first of all, I should start out back in high school. I didn't really have the opportunity to play with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But first time coming to Central, I met all these guys, and they just had a willingness to pass on everything that they learned on to me. So, yeah, that's one thing.
Fantastic. We are live in the studios today with an all-star combo from Central Washington University. Let's hear another song from the band. We're going to get into a little Midwestern Night's Dream on KPLU.
This is a great arrangement by the piano player right here, Taylor Griffin. So,
right on.
Thank you.
Thomas Merritt at the trumpet with the Central Washington University All-Star Jazz Combo. That's Skylar Flo trumpet, Lucas Simpson alto sax, Ryan McKnight tenor sax, Taylor Griffin, who arranged that tune at the piano, Drew Badley and Austin Haas at the bass and drums. Their band director is here as well, Chris Bruyer. Thank you so much for being here, Chris. Thomas, what is the point that you knew that you were ready to hit the road? Is there, I mean, we just went through March Madness. A lot of college basketball kids go, freshman year, I'm out of here. I'm going to go make my million. Different situation for a jazz musician. When did you know you were ready to hit the road?
I needed a job. I don't know if any, I don't know that I was ever ready, but the opportunity presented itself, and I took it. And I'm grateful for the opportunity that I've had. So I've also tried to keep in mind that what I wanted to do, and this is still true, I've always wanted to just pay dues. You know, I've always wanted to be on the bandstand with some masters, and yeah. I've had the privilege to be able to do that because it's been a goal to do that. That's not always the case for everybody. Some people, you know, they want to pursue their own thing and they want to do the other thing. I've always just wanted to try to learn, you know, from as many people as I can. And when the opportunities to say yes to stuff came through, I said yes. You know, sometimes I regretted it later, but I always said yes.
As Skylar, we just heard Thomas talking about continuing to learn. But I wonder if at your age, you're also learning how to pass that on as you're learning how to teach the jazz that you're learning.
Yeah, sure. I mean, at Central, there's a huge amount of music music education majors, mm-hmm. and that makes a large portion of our program. And so a lot of the great band directors that you see, you know, teaching music right now in public schools are Central grads. And so that sort of an environment and that culture is definitely there. And right now I'm also student teaching right now at Shorewood High School and kind of doing that thing, working with Dave Johnson, shout out to Shorewood. And so, yeah, it's definitely a huge part of, you know, the music is being able to teach the students.
Pass it on.
Pass it on.
Ryan, I wanted to ask you a question as the freshman member of the band again. I pick on the young kid. Straight out of high school, which I know is a formative time for everybody in high school is really, really into whatever music they're in at that time. And I wonder if you have come out of listening to strictly jazz or if there's other music that kind of wafts in and out of the jazz practices when you're playing. It's like, oh, you know what? We should try to cover that Beyonce song or something.
Well, the thing about it is the first time I actually heard about jazz, it was from my private lesson teacher. He made me listen to this recording of Charlie Parker, Yardbird Suite. And that was my first time I ever listened to any jazz song, really. And then just after that, I just loved the art. The thing that makes jazz so special is that no story is ever told the exact same time mm-hmm. when soloing. As you could tell, all these players they'd solo and everything differently. I mean, it's just great. So it's really individual. So, yeah.
Lucas, as far as the Ellensburg scene goes, how many opportunities are there for you to get out and play outside of school? Do club gigs, coffee shops? Are you traveling a lot to get to gigs and things like that?
You know, I'm not traveling too much outside of Ellensburg. I know there are a few opportunities around. You know, there are a lot here in Seattle and, you know, a few in Yakima once in a while. And it seems like Ellensburg, you know, there's not really a big place for us to play that's not the school or school related, but there are a lot of just little gigs and small venues like coffee shops and that kind of stuff where we do have opportunities to play. And so it's a really cool experience to get that playing experience, but not on like a huge stage where you feel like you're going to be judged really hard.
Right,
you know,
low pressure.
Yeah.
We've got time for one more tune with Thomas Merritt and the gang, and we're going to finish off with a cool tune called The Moon Train. Thank you. Central Washington University All-Star Ensemble with their mentor Thomas Marriott at the trumpet.